Hi, California Ag Industry. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks. Hi, Sean Haynes of the Ag Center, your weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Milk prices kind of pushed up a little bit this week, about $14.98 for the next 6 month average. Not a lot going on right there. A lot of cream volume still coming in. It's been kind of putting some pressure on butter volumes. Export's still good as we're a discount to the world market, but there's some worries that production is going to continue to increase and inventories continue to build. About 9.5% year over year up as far as butter inventories go. A little less than expected, but still kind of worrisome. Cheese continues to push off. Got a lot of milk coming in the Midwest with new plants as well to kind of turn it into cheese. Anything that doesn't get turned into cheese gets turned back in. Is churned into the butter side, and these cheese volumes have kind of been increasing stocks, and that also has pushed down prices in the U.S. as we chase the EU down. EU prices are still a little bit higher than ours. We continue to move cheese out at the price that we're at, which basically keeps things from falling any further, but we're really going to need some kind of price increase in the world side or some domestic increase in usage in the cheese side to get some relief there. So until then, it looks like things are going to be this way until the summertime, which is in the black for most people. On the other side, though, looks like on the CDI shippers that were paying $2.50 per hundredweight on their assessment, that's going to drop down to 75 cents per hundredweight plus 10 cents more for their corporate retain, so really 85 cents. But that's going to get some relief on that side to those dairymen at least, and help with that issue they've been facing, despite the fact that's still pushed quite a few guys to decide to sell. We got some herd dispersals coming through the state here, maybe 3 to 6 I know of, mostly CDI shippers. Then we'll have to hopefully see those guys get a good price for cattle. On the feed side, not a lot of trade in hands right now. You know, premium hay is about $2.40 per ton delivered, $1.90 for a fair alfalfa, about $160 for beardless wheat hay, FOB. Almond hulls about $93 to $112 north to south market. No news yet on winter forage prices. A lot of guys going to winter forage and or summer forage this year, given the fact that there's no real tomato acres available to be planted, as they've been kind of pushing back on that. Tomato acreage have been really pushed off this year, about 15% to 20%, as the state and the rest of the industry kind of tries to get in balance with demand as far as production goes. Prices I've been hearing so far, just all talk, anywhere from 103 to 108 per ton this year on those tomatoes that are coming to the processing side. Almonds still in the 260 to 265 range. Still healthy volumes moving out. Still very good price compared to prior years. Everybody's, again, holding their breath, waiting for that final crop size to go out to signal a price increase, a price stay flat, or a price decrease. One thing that a lot of folks are showing, though, when we're looking at numbers year over year, cost of production the past 5 years are up about 27% to 40%, depending on what orchard you're looking at. That's pinching at what returns most people would expect to see at 260 nuts. You know, in the prior years, you might see $1.40 of that to profit. Now you're pricing $1 to 80 cents of that to profit. So that's pinched folks a little bit and also slowed down the recovery from the prior years when they were losing so much money. Beef side, beef calves still stay at $1,300 per head for beef and dairy cross calves, $700 for Holstein bull calves. We're going to have a sale next week on the 14th. Over and that kind of usually sets those beef calf prices, also kind of tells us where the market's at. The markets on the beef side, though, have been kind of pushing back up to prior levels that has been seen in October as far as highs go. That signals good prices probably coming out on these sales at Overland in the next couple of weeks. I've seen a couple of sales on the native side at the top end of $5.50 per hundred per pound for 4.5 weights. And so if it all comes to fruition, it still looks good for cow-calf producers. Looking at the Sterling Beef Profit Report this week, beef packers kind of flipped from a $90 per head profit to a $300 per head loss over the past few weeks as these calf prices have kind of pushed up, as well as the feeder and live cattle prices. And then at the same time, seeing the box beef slip a little bit. Been good for feedlots, which are back in the $250 to $300 range on profit side, and good for cow-calf producers who are looking at $1,000 to $900 profit per wean calf this year versus the loss on the packer side. But that's kind of been a switchback, very quick, very volatile market there right now. And that's what I got this week for commodities. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.